With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is suspending his campaign and giving his support to former President Trump.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nephew of JFK, says the Democratic Party worked to keep him out of the race, and now he's afraid of being a spoiler. So he's suspending his campaign in key battleground states.
My name will remain on the ballot in most states.
And gave reasons why he's endorsing Donald Trump.
Free speech. A war in Ukraine and the war on our children.
Kennedy says Trump has promised him a position in fighting childhood and adult diseases.
We will make Americans healthy again.
Linking disease to processed foods and chemicals in the environment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former President Trump said if elected, he intends to create an independent presidential commission on assassination attempts and will release all the documents relating to the assassination of JFK. Also at SRNnews.com, reports say at least five Secret Service agents are being placed on administrative leave related to the assassination attempt on former President Trump last month. One of those placed on leave is the special agent in charge of the Pittsburgh office. Fox News reports more agents are likely to be included. At least three people are dead, four more injured after a stabbing spree in West Germany. Police say the attack happened Friday at a celebration for the 650th anniversary of the town of Solingen. The attacker used a knife to stab multiple people at the event before escaping. It's expected to be a busy Labor Day travel weekend this year. AAA reports domestic travel during the last holiday weekend of the summer could jump as much as 9% compared to last year. They say some families may choose to travel to closer destinations due to time constraints. This is SRN News. Nicaragua expands its crackdown on religion.
The government is shutting down 1,500 nonprofit organizations, about half of which are churches and Christian ministries. President Daniel Ortega has a personal axe to grind with the Catholic Church, which has been one of his chief critics. But this latest order also targets many Protestant evangelical congregations and organizations. The property of all 1,500 nonprofits is to be immediately seized by the Nicaraguan government. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern says nearly 1,700 believers have been arrested in one region of India over the past 4 years. All are accused of violating the anti-conversion law, which bars Christians from attempting to spread the gospel. ICC reports that the law is the most stringent and draconian compared to other anti-conversion measures in nine other states across India. This is SRN News. Nebraska voters will choose between two competing abortion measures.
Those measures aim to either expand abortion or limit it to the current 12-week ban. That development is likely to drive more voters to the polls in a state that could see one of its five electoral votes up for grabs in the hotly contested presidential race. Nebraska's Secretary of State says the rival initiatives each gathered enough signatures to get on the November ballot. That makes Nebraska the first state to carry competing abortion amendments on the same ballot since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022. Keith Peters reporting.
The world's first lung cancer vaccine trial is underway in seven countries, including the U.S. The others are the U.K., Germany, Hungary, Poland, Spain, and Turkey. Its phase one clinical trial uses mRNA vaccines similar to the COVID-19 vaccines. BioNTech developed it. More details at SRNnews.com.